everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown. Look at this. Amy gets to enter the Box Office Bet Loser Ring. We're so excited for it. We'll talk about more and that and more, because I'm so excited to lose my words there. Next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Of course, this is the show where we get together every Sunday night to look back at the box office that was, and then we like to...
Dude, she's ready.
Me?
Yeah, you're like leaning.
Prognosticate.
Yay! Oh,
beautiful. About the box office that lie ahead. My name is Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie.
And hey, how's it going? My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, pretty much. Amy Cassandra _ TV.
Hey, guys. It's Neil Plumley. You can find me at places you can find people at The Neil Plumley. That's T-H-E-N-E-I-L-P-L-U-M-L-E-Y.
Look at that. So, folks, as always, you can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and while you're there, load it up with thumbs. Load it up with thumbs. That's right, Sarah Brock. You can load up those YouTube pages with lots of thumbs. And if you're a fan of dogs, you know, let's just give a shout-out to the honorary fifth member of the Box Office Breakdown team. We got Rocky right here.
Shout out Rocky the dog. Hashtag Rocky the dog.
And, of course, folks, we're going to have the chat up and running here, so feel free to chime in about your thoughts about this past weekend's box office performance or anything that maybe be on your movie-loving mind that you want to share with all of us. So, of course, folks, we got to just jump in. Huge weekend here at the box office.
Great weekend.
Yes.
For one reason.
For what reason is that, Neil?
It's the reason.
What's the reason?
The reason is it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, if I had to pick a reason, I'd pick that it was the reason. But,
I think you're right about it.
Yes, what are you talking
about? It sounds good.
Oh, it was great.
Yes, of course, it blew the doors off of everybody's expectations here. Especially for September box office here. Now, who here saw it? Oh, look at that. All four of us did. I saw it, yes.
I did too, actually.
Anthony did as well.
I'm the voice in the sky. Yes.
I saw Neil's post. I posted. Where was your post?
I was too scared.
Did you post something?
With
your ticket?
Too scared with your ticket.
With your other ticket. Okay.
No, but oh my God, I didn't know I had to.
Frank started an accountability thing, and then Neil jumped on it, and then I had to do it too. So you're taking a photo of the ticket inside the theater to be like, I'm here.
You're saying is I need to watch it again.
Yep, you're going to have to get
I guess.
This is now an apology
tweet.
Or just
find your ticket and just take a picture of that.
But in a movie theater, I have to go inside, and if I'm already inside, I'm going to be
bring your ticket next time you go to the movies, then take a picture of that.
Yeah.
It's a twofer.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
And then see another movie. Maybe see it again.
Oh!
It sounds like an option.
Someone real quick asked about MoviePass. I ordered mine, but they said it's going to take now 2 to 3 weeks to process. That was the last email. And again, we are not endorsed by them whatsoever. We just all thought that would be a good idea because we like movies. You ordered yours earlier.
I have a little story with that. I was going to watch it with the MoviePass. I don't have the actual pass itself.
The card. Yeah.
But I do have the e-ticket thing, whatever. So you have to go to an I'm looking at Rocky because he's looking at me. So I feel like...
Hang on. I'm going to go grab him.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to bring him on camera.
Ooh,
yeah,
Liz.
Do it.
Yeah, so you can go. Yeah, it's already been ordered. You can go to an e-ticket theater. And so I did. Didn't work. Long story short, had to buy the ticket and
did you get a cool souvenir?
Got this. This is from UA La Cañada 8. So shout out to them. This is a commemorative ticket, collectible ticket. So if you go over there, again, not endorsed. I just love that theater. I live close to there, so that's the one I use.
Look at that. And what will you now be doing with this collectible ticket?
What?
Will you be framing this collectible ticket? What will you do with this collectible ticket?
Well, my first order of business was to show it to you all. So at this point, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I might.
But she did one even better, too. Actually, we both did for the movie.
Oh, what was that?
If people don't know about it, what did you do last on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, I was Georgie. Hiya, Georgie. That was interesting. I saw you, Carrie, there. But yeah, there was a 20 of us.
There's a lot of you guys.
Yeah, we were wearing raincoats. We were outside in sunny Southern California. It was extremely hot.
Yeah, it sounds hot.
We had to be outside for an hour, and I said, "Oh, that's not bad." We were standing there. Everything was pretty good for the most part. I did hear Gene Simmons' voice, and I freaked out for 5 seconds because he was behind me, and I looked up, and there was an SUV driving by, and so I saw his reflection. I was like, oh, my God, that's really him. Oh, my God. And then I heard him say, Sophie, take a picture. Sophie's his daughter. So I was like, that is him. And I saw what he was wearing, everything. The last 5 minutes
what,
of us.
Well, what was he wearing? Don't leave us hanging.
He was wearing jeans, a nice shirt, a blazer, really nice shoes.
And sunglasses.
Cool. And sunglasses. Okay. Oh, nah, maybe he wasn't. Well, anyway.
Makeup?
No makeup. He kept that at home. Oh. But yeah, so then the last 5 minutes of the hour that we were standing there, we had a Georgie go down, and I was legit 30 seconds. Go down meaning fainting. He
really?
Fainted. Yeah,
oh,
he
no.
went. It was
too
really hot?
Hot?
Too hot.
And with the raincoat, too.
I was about 30 seconds away from fainting myself. I was starting to sway, and they said, okay, guys, we go inside.
Did
we
he float?
He flew. He floated, too.
But, yeah, you... Well, because you guys had to stand with your heads down. I kind of was like, that'd be really uncomfortable for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Were you allowed to move?
Not really. We had to stay in character. And then we did the after party. And it was the same thing. And at the after party, I saw Nick Simmons. Gene Simmons' son. And
oh, you got to go to the after party? Look at you.
But this
working.
Is what we were doing the whole
as a
time.
As
Georgie.
A worker.
Yeah. So okay. I woke up the next day and my neck was really sore. I was like, that's weird. Oh, that's right. I was Georgie. Right.
Yeah.
I was Georgie yesterday. But it was great to see you there. Oh. Okay. I was like, oh, I can't. I need to stay in character. But I was like,
well, you guys should go to my Instagram because there is video of the Georgies walking out and lining on Hollywood Boulevard. Because I know I did that. On Instagram, and then I also got some of it, I think, on Twitter, if you guys were following me live on Periscope with that. So then I was on, it was the black carpet, it was not a red carpet, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And I wore a red dress, so that looked even cooler on the red carpet. See, we're both thinking it, so we're like, red, the red balloon, come on, we got, and woo-woo. Boys, no, it's okay.
That's right.
I found this shirt in my possession, and I put it on this morning.
Okay.
And I have
it's a Philly D shirt.
You.
Yes!
Yeah. Yep.
I used to work for them.
Shut your mouth.
So if you guys are fans of Philly D, he's a pretty cool guy. He just had a kid. Congratulations, Phil.
Carter, nice. Welcome to the world.
I like that Neil broke down how somebody would put on clothing in the morning.
Yeah.
I found a shirt
like,
and
I
put
it
on.
Yes.
found this and I wear it.
Yeah.
Well, Rocky's wearing red too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
He's
so there you
it.
Go. You did it.
He's also got a fancy bow tie.
He does.
so cute.
So if you guys go to Popcorn Talks YouTube channel, you'll see the interviews of myself and Rick, who we got to interview some of the cast, which was really cool. And
so
main people, it's cool to see the movie because then I knew who they were because I'm like, got two of the bullies, the female one and the main guy one.
Cool.
It's one of those, the names, but still it's easier. Like the mullet bad guy and the bleach hair bad guy. Though the bleach hair kid had like no lines. I felt kind of bad of like,
yeah.
Oh, the interview, cool. And then you watch the movie and you're like, you say like nothing the whole time.
It's just
not much.
The mullet
hair
guy.
We talked to him, and we also talked to the writer, one of the writers, composer, and we did get one question with Pennywise, but we could get all the other questions. You could hear it with the other microphones.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a group interview,
right.
So you got to, like, jump in there. And then we got Georgie, and he's adorbs. He's so cute, and he's, like, really short, so I'm just like, hey, how's it going? And he had a little yellow tie to match the raincoat. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Honestly, that
so
character
cute.
Just breaks my heart in so many places.
He's so good. And
yeah.
then it was cool interviewing these people and then seeing them because then I'm like, oh, you were so good. Because he's so – I don't know how old he is, but pretty sure he's very young. And he did such a good job in the film.
He did, yeah.
And then I do want to say a huge shout-out. I think Bill Skarsgård did amazing
oh,
in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Really good.
Because let's be honest, Hemlock Grove, his acting is fine. I like Hemlock Grove, so don't get me wrong. I really like it. But – in this movie, I was like, yes, so good. Anyway, that's my two cents.
I heard that the medium-sized list for cast they're trying to get for Pennywise was Bill Skarsgård, but it also had, like, you know, the regulars like Johnny Depp. Tilda Swinton was on there.
I heard that.
Actually.
Like, no.
But then it got shortened to Bill and, I can't remember his name. Oh, shoot.
There was a kid who was a...
Hugo Weaving.
There was a younger, like, kid, and I'm blanking on his name, but he was in the We Are the Millers. It was that
yeah,
kid, and
yeah.
I'm like, if they went a different direction, but this, I'm like, no, he's a totally, completely different person.
Well, yeah.
Which, if you watch our interviews, we talked about that, because the person next to me was like, what was a challenge or something about becoming the character, and then I said what was the most fun, and then he talked about how it was becoming that character. It's like, he's so different from what he is like, which is great, because you're like, you're so good. That's a clap for anybody who's not watching. So I was clapping. I'm like,
for
yes.
our audio listeners, that's a
yeah.
clap.
That's right. I wasn't clapping very loud, but anyway.
Well, comparing this to, like, to the TV miniseries, which, you know, if anybody yeah. watched that, mm-hmm. just, yes. you definitely see just with a bigger budget, the way that they're able to
yeah.
execute a lot of the sequences with Pennywise in a way that they couldn't have with the TV back even, what was it, 80s? Late 80s, early 90s?
1990.
Yeah.
Look at that. So, yeah. yes. But, boy, yeah, very, very cool sequences that they were able to execute with them.
Yeah.
yeah. And actually, the budget wasn't that high. Have you seen how big the budget was? It was like no. $30
million. Yeah, it was around $30
million. That's pretty shoestring for,
yeah.
for Warner Brothers and for, like, also the production value that came out of it. I honestly couldn't believe it.
So no. who was scared?
Oh, absolutely I was.
You were?
Yeah, I had my knees, like, tucked up, because it was on the recliner, so I had, like, my knees tucked up. First of all, I was wearing flip-flops. If you go see a horror movie, don't wear flip-flops, because then the monsters can get your feet, because you can feel the coldness on them, and that makes you vulnerable.
Oh.
So I had my feet all curled up. My friend's just sitting next to me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm okay, I think. But yeah, I was all curled up, and I had, like, my popcorn. I was eating it. If Rocky was there, I would have been okay.
That's cute.
Wait, what times did we see the movie?
Someone just said they think Georgie's 11. No, he's like 5 or something. He seems so young, like really little.
I saw it at...
I tried to look it up on IMDb and I didn't see it, and I tried to look up his age and didn't
no
have it.
No,
it didn't have it?
But I would say he's very young.
I saw it at like a 10:45 showing on Friday.
Mine was
right? And so were you that scared?
No, not really. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah,
I don't think I had no worries that he was going to grab me.
Oh my god, I was so worried. I saw it at 10:30 in the morning. I was terrified.
Ain't you scared?
Also, there were like 12 5-year-olds in my theater.
Wow,
like young kids.
Well, Georgie's in the movie.
Yeah,
so
and I overheard them overheard the parents in line, and they're like, they basically just wanted to mess up their kids. They're like, yeah, you know, they keep bugging me about this, and I was going to say no, but, you know, I kind of want to put them in their place and listen to me more.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, my God, don't do that. Someone in the, like, during the movie got up and just sprinted out of the theater. It was after, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah,
but,
don't say.
There's a scene with a projector. And they,
oh, that, yeah. that was good.
That was a really good scene.
That was better than the trailer. Because I saw the trailer and I'm like, okay, cool, but I like how they did it in the movie. Well, I'm like, it's great that they built upon it. Wasn't like, oh, I already saw that scare.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that was, and what I liked is just updating it from the time period of the novel up to like the late 80s. I thought that was a really nice jump, and it didn't feel like, oh, well. There's some nice little nods to the late 80s that I think worked really well in the course of the film.
Yeah, that was like an homage to the whole them looking at the picture book and then seeing it come alive and everything.
Yeah.
Well, and the kids were freaking amazing.
Oh, God,
like
they
the
were.
Entire
They're
cast.
So good.
Yeah.
Good casting.
See, and it gave me the same feeling that Stranger Things did. That it's just like, holy moly, you guys are kids? Are you kidding me? The way they portrayed each character, they just... Like, I'm almost speechless because it's so... You guys just have to watch it. You'll understand what I'm trying to say, which is that they're freaking talented and that it really shocked me. But it's just, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're really
very good.
I was very impressed.
I didn't think it was scary overall, but there were good scary moments. And there's actually a lot of humor in it, too, which somebody was talking about.
Yeah. A lot of humor,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch it again.
I got to say that Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike in Stranger Things
played
Richie in this one. Oh my god. I liked him better than Seth Green in the original. Mm. He plays Seth Green's character in the original.
Yeah.
He was so funny. Oh my god. I loved it.
He was so good. Yeah.
So with over $117 million they made this weekend, I'm really curious now to see the follow-up. For sure. Now, I mean, you know, spoilers. There is two parts of that story.
I had somebody at the end be like, "Chapter one," like out loud, say that.
Like, what?
It's like, yeah. Okay. Whatever.
But now with the success, I'd be curious to see like what that does for casting possibilities for the adults.
Yes, I was totally thinking at the end of the movie, I'm like, who's going to play them as adults?
I actually read something about this. They asked the kids, not that it would have any.
Oh,
like,
who would you be?
Yeah. Well, no. They asked the kids, who would you want to play your older self? Not that it has any like clout or like.
Yeah,
it's just like for fun. But it was really interesting. I forget the names of all of them. I can try and look it up. But
did you nod in agreement to most of them?
Yeah, one of them was like Christian Bale and like Matt Damon and stuff like that. Like they're all like just like top list, like A-list people that they want to play.
That's
so
me as an
like
adult.
It's not really gonna happen. But I think actually the girl in the movie, I guess, yeah. I can't remember her name. She actually said that she wanted Jessica Chastain to play her.
Ooh.
And they're actually in talks with Jessica Chastain to get her for that character. So I think that will actually work out pretty well.
Oh, Beverly?
Yeah.
They also talked about having the cast that played the kids in the original series come back and reprise the adult roles.
No.
And
I think that's a little weak, but I thought it was cool.
I thought it's a good thought.
It's a neat idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea, but I don't know if I want to see that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the kids are up here, so the adults would need to bring it hard. Yeah.
I like to see Amy in the casting room there. Sorry, if you want to read for this, you got to be bringing it hard, Mr. Bale.
Oh, wow.
Amy's secretly all the kids' agents.
We'd agree. Thumbs up. Go see it. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all the thumbs. Go and see pause. It.
Bring your eye hiders.
No.
So you can, your eye hiders.
Because that's what I did. I was just sitting there like this with parts.
Really?
I get scared. Yeah.
Oh,
I get scared.
Nice, though.
Look at that.
I get very emotionally into movies.
Sure.
From our conversation last week, that shouldn't be too much of a surprise to some of you. I really get emotionally into movies. So if it's a scary movie, I get terrified.
I don't know how you guys feel. Certainly at the end where they think they've wrapped everything up, I feel like it was just a little kind of,
Like the end?
Yeah. What happens with Pennywise and where they think that everything's fine. And they kind of move on. I'm just like, I don't know. And that's only because I don't quite remember even like from the book or
the other movie, like you watch it and you see part two and then the book is back and forth. So there isn't quite that, and it's fine for now-ish thing.
No, like, yeah. It's just like, but I also feel like just like the actual resolution of that, it was just like, just kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't seem as powerful as I thought it would be. But
okay.
I can kind of see what you're saying, Frank, because in the original movie, the kids themselves did have more of a speculation of whether or not that it was dead or not, and they wanted to go after it once it goes down that certain hole. They wanted to chase after it to really make sure it was dead, but they end up backing out and everything, yeah.
Yeah, but we're curious to see what the adult version will look like for this.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the adult version because we didn't, since it was from a kid's perspective, I think was maybe why they made this decision. But there wasn't really, like, a good set of, like, rules around this horror that they're dealing with. Because usually in horror movies, there's, like, a set of rules.
Sure.
And, like Freddy attacks people in their dreams.
Okay.
Like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, how do you defeat them? And they discover it by the end on, like, how you can defeat Freddy. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But for Pennywise, it's different because since it's, like, a two-parter, they might be saving all that for, like, the second part. For when they actually have to, like, reconfront it.
Yeah.
But that, honestly, that sort of made for a better movie because, you know, it leaves more to the imagination. I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Well, even how they try and whatever they're able to do in, like, fight back was interesting. Mm-hmm. But then I liked how they developed that.
Yeah.
Because I was curious then, too, of, like, what people see. Is that what's messing with your mind or your eyes? Or does he physically shapeshift essentially, which they don't quite get into that per se either.
Yeah, that's there's a few loose ends.
Yeah,
with
but
that.
I like that because I'm like, I don't know.
It's great, but I think it's something they can explain and explore in the next one.
Yeah,
you want to say, Amy?
Yeah, it made me. I think a good way to describe the movie is a little bit Stranger Thingsy and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like those two together. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, it definitely has a feel of Nightmare because it's sort of like a lot of separate experiences, and then people have to, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
And they sort of have to, like...
I'm glad they get to that kind of quickly.
Yeah, they have to, like, discuss what's happening instead of, like, it just taking people out or them all being together in the beginning when it happens, like Jason and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Zias in the chat, so if you guys didn't catch that, we have a live chat going on, so feel free to join in. If you watch this later, you comment down below on your thoughts on the movie, but no spoilers for people as much as you can. Zias, when I went to the theater to watch it, if there was a girl right behind me that was bitchy about how Annabelle is better and why people praise it with boys and bash Annabelle with girls, she was so annoying. Okay, well, I recently watched Annabelle. I watched Annabelle and Conjuring 1 and 2, so I'm catching up to watch the other ones. It's a very different kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
It's like demon ghost thing, and then evil clown monster we don't quite know what thing. So I'm like, no, it's so different. And Annabelle is like, you know, like one character essentially going crazy instead of like a group of friends. So different comparisons completely.
Yeah,
I don't like when people it's like comparing different genres. You're like, ooh, but they're it's different. The same thing. Yeah,
it's apples and oranges.
Exactly. Yeah.
But more importantly, clowns, what does Rocky bells think?
He's being so good.
Maybe everyone should see it because it's a fantastic movie.
Thank you, Rocky.
If I was there with Neil, I would have protected him.
Oh, thanks, Rocky. That's real nice. Hey,
kisses.
Thanks, buddy. Go. Well, our second
star in the making.
Our second film on the list here out of our top five for this weekend's box office was also the subject of our box office bet. That was Home Again, the Reese Witherspoon rom-com. Oh, my goodness. It made
whopping... we were the same, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Whoa, we've been on the same wavelength since last week.
We had like 20 or something.
That is correct.
it's not that much of a difference.
It made a little over $9 million. That means Neil Plumlee was our box office bet winner.
Prognosticator.
That's right, yes. Came in with a $10 million prediction. I was a $13 million. And then we've got Carrie and, more importantly, Amy sharing the prize there.
Sharing is caring.
That's right, at $20 million. Now, I know this is no hardship for you because you've already said you were excited to see this movie, Amy.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I mean.
But the reviews have not been very favorable.
But you know what?
Thank you, Anthony.
Whatever reviews. I do not pay attention to reviews because sometimes there are haters out there. Sometimes. There's always haters out there. Oh, there are people that do not like Reese Witherspoon. There are people that love Reese Witherspoon. So I want to see it regardless. And I'm excited about it. Like, whatever.
Will you be able to be objective?
Yes. Okay. Yes, because Four Christmases, I saw that movie. She was in it with Vince Vaughn. It was not that great, but Legally Blonde.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Cruel Intentions. Even the second one's good.
Cruel Intentions.
That was good, too.
Just Like Heaven was rather nice, too. So I can be admired.
My
voice is running away.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama is so good.
Did you guys see her just like lose her mind when she brought up
Sweet Home Alabama? Say it one more time. Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home. Wait, why? With a Texan accent or just pumped?
No, I was just saying it again, so if they missed your reaction, they could see it again.
Okay.
Ready? Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, my God. Sweet Home Alabama, so good.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yes.
So coming in number three, though, for our top five, The Hitman's Bodyguard from Lionsgate there. Another $4.85 million to the till. Number four, Annabelle Creation with another $4 million. And then running out of the top five, Wind River, which I know Neil's just been so excited to.
You know what? It's definitely, yeah.
A lot of it's in there.
For sure.
Wait, you saw it? Was that one?
No, I saw it instead.
Okay. Another quick plug for Popcorn Talk, The Red Carpet. I interviewed a girl from Annabelle Creation, so go watch that on the playlist for it on the Popcorn Talk YouTube.
There you go.
Very nice. Actually, it's so funny to meet the kids who were the bullies because they were so nice. The girl, like, she plays Greta and super sweet in real life. That I was like, oh, that's you. What? Because I didn't know. I was kind of wondering, like, oh, wait, I talked to her.
Well, I was watching the movie and I was like, who was she? Oh, it's her. Because they're so different. Yeah. I mean,
would you rather her to be just like the character she plays?
No,
but there are some people, like, it changes them so much of their disposition being, like, complete opposite that you almost don't recognize, which is cool. But there is that idea that some people would say that all actors have a little bit of them in whatever they're doing.
There you go.
And then fulfill any, like, fantasy of being, like, mean. And
did she write loser on your mic flag?
No.
Oh, all right. So of course, folks, you know, as we're talking box office bet, I mean, we got three other films vying for your hard-earned
ballot.
Well, you know, we got All I See Is You, a little drama thriller there.
Right.
We also have American Assassin with Michael Keaton.
That looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued.
Who's the male lead in that? Is that, I forget, Dylan?
It's a guy that I recognize, but I don't know.
Yeah, and Taylor Kitsch
is
in there, too.
He's whoever the kid is, he's really good.
I got you guys. Hold on. Give me a second.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. I forget his name, but I know that I like him. And
Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I liked him
Dylan
in
Dylan, oh, never mind.
I liked him in The Maze Runner.
Yeah. It looks
yes, I liked Maze Runner. Yeah. That's also a good book and a good movie. Mm-hmm. Different, but
the sequels aren't so good.
I liked Scorch Trials.
It was okay.
Maze Runner. Anyway, fun. I like post-apocalyptic movies though. So
yeah.
And the last film is Mother with Darren Aronofsky's new film with Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem. And that trailer is bonkers.
I cannot wait.
I'm stoked.
So Anthony, excited.
I think it was, did you point this out, the Rosemary Baby crossover?
Yeah, yes. Look at the Rosemary poster and then look at the Mother poster, and they're very eerily similar.
It's great.
Yeah. Did you guys have it at your trailer for It? It was promoting that movie, and they were pushing a little too hard. They're like, this movie will mess you up. Yeah. You will remember where you were. Go buy tickets when you leave the theater today.
Yeah, exactly. We got the same thing.
It's like, oh, that's a little too much of a push for me.
Yeah.
And it was a different trailer, so it was a shortened version. Yeah.
There was another movie that had a totally different trailer too recently. Yeah,
but
Flatliners has a completely different trailer going on right now. That's a different movie.
I like the new Flatliners trailer.
I do like the newer one better.
Yeah,
show me less.
Happy Death Day.
Oh,
that looks like fun.
Good. Did they play? However, go ahead.
Oh wait, no. Did they play it twice for you guys? Because they were like,
no, that's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it was part of the 8 Films to Die For series. It was called The Deaths of Ian Stone, and he keeps getting killed every day, but it doesn't reset his day. It's just every day someone's trying to kill him, and so he's trying to figure out who's killing him. Just saying, that came out a while ago, and it's really cool. But I don't think this movie's anything like that one's. New movie looks pure horror. Deaths of Ian Stone is more. There's other stuff going on.
Yeah,
but it's really good. Highly.
This looks like Scream meets Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looks fun.
Looks great.
I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, the trailer looks like a lot of fun.
Perfect time for Halloween. It comes out October 13th and Friday 13th.
Yeah,
right?
It does. Yeah.
It's it made me scared of that song. Go Shorty.
That was really cool. Uh-huh. They used that song very well in the trailer.
But I love that song, so now I'm slightly terrified of you every single time I hear it.
Those are going to be the three films that feel everybody can hop in the chat, start betting away, or casting their ballots for what you should bet on for the box office bet. But in the meantime, though, what we like to do is a little box office rewind. Like to look back at somebody that's going to be in one of these upcoming films and kind of do a little retrospective. Thank you, Neil, right there like that. And so for this, I picked Ed Harris.
Oh, great.
In Mother. And who doesn't love Ed Harris?
He's fantastic.
Carrie does not. Carrie's got a grudge that goes back years.
I could go with him in more comedies.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Westworld was the last thing I watched him in, right?
Yeah.
That's him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment, I'm like,
He was great in that show, too.
I loved him in A History of Violence.
Yeah.
He was in that with
Viggo. Oh, yeah, that was really good.
Viggo Mortensen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Well, for Ed Harris's top 5 box office films there, coming in number 5, one of my favorite films is The Rock. For Michael Bay, I mean, Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage. Oh, it's so good. $25 million back in 1996.
It's a great movie.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, it's fun. It's a fun movie.
It's great. It's a, it's just like, it's not even a stand. It's sort of like set the standard for jailbreak movies.
Yeah, where you have to break in, because you have to break in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, isn't Cool Hand Luke? That one's a touch up. Messing that up with another one. There's a couple older ones from the 60s that I like, though.
Yeah, I think you're
thinking. Escape from Albatross is good, too.
Yeah.
And then there's another. Is it Cool Hand Luke when he's breaking out of jail?
Yeah.
I like that one too.
Then they like.
There's other stuff too. But yeah.
But really, you owe it yourself to see The Rock. I think it might be my favorite Michael Bay film.
I was gonna say
I think is the best Michael Bay film.
Yeah.
That or Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys. What you gonna do?
Coming in
movie
four.
Swaps, be like, what'd you not see? And then we'll be like, all right, we'll go see it. That's our.
Oh, I would have picks for you guys.
Oh really?
Okay. For real?
Yeah. Like a sort of recent film.
Okay, Rock Tops for Days.
she's like, there you go.
Rough Night.
Oh, I've seen that.
Which one's that
one? You did.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't. Rough Night. Yeah. Look at that.
No, I saw
Base
it.
Is priceless.
I heard
Which
that
one was
Ladies
that one?
Trip was better.
It's,
Girls Trip?
Scott
Girls Trip,
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, no.
No.
You liked it?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, it would be fun for you guys to watch.
I did see it.
It was pleasantly not that bad.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, the trailer.
Homecoming.
I saw it. I saw the...
you saw...
I saw Girls Trip.
Girls Trip.
Which, that looked good.
It actually was good.
That didn't look good.
Yes, it did. Oh, I laughed on that trailer. Rough Night, I was like, this looks so stupid.
It honestly
was
like, good.
Oh.
No.
But
it was cliche. It's so many points.
It is not Bridesmaids. It's
it looks
not
like
even
that
close.
Kind of stupid humor.
Damn.
I'm going to need to take like a second. Bridesmaids is an amazing movie. I can't even.
It's sorry.
No, it's
okay.
Listen, you should see Girls Trip. Girls Trip was really great.
No, it looks dumb.
Look.
I will give it a shot someday.
There you go.
And something I actually, I think I mentioned this back when I was in the booth. We're talking about Girls Trip. I admire that there's a lot of like gross bodily humor.
Ew.
In this movie, because we don't see that one from female ensemble comedies.
Bridesmaids.
We don't see that from black female ensemble comedies. And that is something that we are missing. Because the gross humor has been just sort of, not on purpose, but sort of taken over by Judd Apatow and his guys. And so it's sort of like men movies.
Because apparently girls don't talk like that.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, like, that's not really what, like, Judd Apatow and those guys are saying. That's just the stories that they're telling and how it's ending up being. But it's really nice to see something like that. And there were some really funny, disgusting jokes in Girls Trip that I cannot repeat on air. But it has to do with grapefruit and a banana. And it was fantastic. The whole theater was just inside out laughing. It was so good.
That's just not.
Alvin agrees with you. Rough Night was trash, but Girls Trip was way better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Alvin knows. And I'm not saying it's like, you know, the Citizen Kane of comedies, but it was a good time.
Well, I mean, Sarah Brock there in the chat says that myself and Amy should go see Girls Trip. So let's go, Amy. We'll have to go
movie
see it.
Movie day.
I like how I posted about it and someone thought we were all seeing it together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. We should watch the movie all together.
We should.
Like Girls Trip?
No, here's the thing. I'm just not the audience for that because I don't like gross things. Really? Like, whether guys do it, whether girls do it, I just don't like.
That's fair.
You don't like to
That's
laugh?
That's not gross. That's not. It's,
There's some it gross things.
Like a few, but it's scary.
You're talking about like raunchy humor.
Raunchy humor that's icky.
Well, that'll be nice.
So, like, something about Mary. Like,
I just saw that actually for the first time, and I was like, "Oh, some of those things are." But hey, I will always give movies a try because people put effort and time into them. So
thank you. I agree.
So you'll be seeing Girls Trip this week then.
Yeah, when are you free?
Oh yeah, all right. We'll figure it out. We'll plan out in this episode. We'll
come here.
Oh boy.
Yeah, okay, we're going Tuesday. Looks like that, everybody. Oh, all right.
See you, Matt.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
All right. Coming in number four for Ed Harris, Apollo 13.
Fantastic.
Really
movie.
That was a good movie.
Really good. Number three, The Firm. That made $25.4 million back in '93.
Didn't see that.
I missed that one, but I remember people telling me it was good.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I really noticed. Like Tom Cruise likes to do a lot of running.
I did see that one. He's like has the paperwork and he has to get to the.
No, that's Forrest Gump.
No, The Firm.
That was good.
Never mind. I think I have.
Where basically there's like a cable car and he's like running alongside, like on top of it to escape the guys. A lot of running from Tom Cruise. Number two for Ed Harris, The Truman Show, back in '98, 31.5 million.
Good movie.
Hey Frank, let me do a drum roll for the last one.
All right, do it.
All right, let's see here. Ready?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, last movie. Here we go.
National Treasure, Book of Secrets.
Whee!
Yay!
Boo!
That's good.
That movie irritated me because it was unnecessary. You watch that movie and it's unnecessary.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, said it. No, there you go.
That was
about 30% of the first one was unnecessary.
Ed Harris's motivation makes absolutely zero sense in this film. And it's like it could have been solved right there at the beginning. There was no need for this entire movie that we just watched.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, very disappointing.
Also, side note, when they do a sequel subtitle that's the Book of something, I hate it.
Yeah.
I automatically hate it. Like Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, and it's corny, it's stupid, I don't like it. I automatically distrust the movie.
What about Book of Eli?
No, I said sequels. That start with the title and Book of something.
Okay, never mind.
So, the chat is continuing the fight, and Zias was saying, Amy, that it's you don't like the gross humor because you're not mature enough.
Really?
Wow.
Really? We want to go
there? Shots fired.
I don't think so. I think I'm a little too mature, I would say.
Oh, fine.
Look, I'm so mature.
You're too innocent. I think it's your innocence.
I'm not going to go with that. No. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, it's your innocence. You're like, ew, it's icky. All
right. I'm not going to say everything I want to say.
Well, everybody should know that the stream looks perfect. There you go, according to Vigilante Sentinel. So, I guess we all look good. Even if what we're saying is not, you know, anything I agree with, especially with Amy and her dislike of.
And you guys hating on National Treasure. Wait, did you hate the first one?
No, the first one was great. The second one was terrible.
No.
I think Nicolas Cage is kind of funny. We gotta go look for. I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence. Oh, I think it's funny.
That's my favorite part where he does that little tongue thing at the end.
He does it just like. Fun. Okay, wait. Online Twitter fight gossip. I don't know if you've seen that. There was a new thing going around with Ghost in the Shell, and there. I don't know any of why this argument started, but part of it was saying they wanted a non-Asian actor because Asian aren't as facially expressive.
Yeah.
Bull.
That was going around on Twitter. And I was like, what? So somebody posted, so everybody's posting facial expressions if they're Asians, that they're like making faces. And then someone's like, oh yeah, because Nicolas Cage has so much facial expression. Or they list so many other people.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
And then, we're here. Guys, I know we've adjusted the time just a little bit here and there, but we're 9 p.m. every Sunday.
Well, that's right, because Vigilante Sentinel in the chat says, yo, I love this podcast, and that's so kind of you. So kind
Thank
of you.
You.
Thank you.
Right, need to see that person needs to see it on a weekly basis, Yay. And yes, we happen to be here
it is.
For so, every week.
For your pleasure, we happen to be here every week.
That's right. Every Sunday.
So look at that. You asked and we delivered. It was very
You're
easy.
You're welcome.
All right, so before we do our final box office bet,
yes,
we got to do our top five for next week. Geez. So
perfect.
As I said, oh boy, you said, oh geez, oh boy.
Entering into it, we got All I See Is You. That is just opening wide, so don't have the exact screen count on that one. American Assassin from Lionsgate is opening up in over 3,000 screens, and Mother from I guess you got Mother because it's got an exclamation point at the end.
Yeah, but it's a lowercase M, so it's just like it's more like. Mother!
That's true. From Paramount, 2,500 screens.
Oh. Ken Jack starts it off with It, American Assassin, Mother, Home Again, and Hitman's Bodyguard. Okay.
I think that might be it.
Yeah. You don't think All See Is You? Wait, was All See Is You? No, you don't think All See... I can't say that.
Oh,
I don't
doing really great. See
you. Do you think that we'll be in the top five at all then?
It might be. I haven't seen a lot of buzz around town for it, though.
Okay.
I've mostly seen posters and bus ads and trailers for Mother, and then I've seen online ads for American Assassin. All I see is you. I really want to say All Eyes on Me. I think that's the problem. The problem I'm having. But All I See Is You, I haven't seen a whole lot for.
But with the lowest, with our number five film, Wind River, this week, $3.2 million.
I think that's bumped out of there.
I think it can beat 3.2.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And maybe Annabelle. Yeah. Okay. I'll go with It, American Assassin.
Oh, Amy's not feeling that. All right.
Assassin, Home Again, All I See Is You, and then Mother?
Interesting. You think All I See Is You is going to do better than Mother. All right.
Sure.
But don't you want to remember where you saw this? Amy, you shook your head there at American Assassin is number two. What do you think?
Yeah. Six. No.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking It.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I think American Assassin. One, two, three. Then Home Again. Four. Then, I don't know, maybe All I See Is You.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Although Hitman's Bodyguard has hung on there.
Yeah. Sarah thinks it will. Sarah in the chat says, It, American Assassin, Mother, Home Again, and Hitman's Bodyguard.
There you go. Oh, look at Sarah Brock picking up for Carrie Lane right there, chastising Star Drew when he picks multiple numbers. Pick one number, Star Drew.
One number, Star Drew.
Okay.
All right, so Neil, what do you think? Do you side with either of these, or do you have a different choice?
I have It, American Assassin, Mother, Home Again, All I Need Is You.
Okay. Hmm.
And I say that because It is such a juggernaut right now.
Yeah.
Darren Aronofsky films do well, but they don't do blockbuster well.
Ah, okay.
Usually they're more like Oscar competition. Now, this is debuting as a horror movie in a very, like a Halloween sort of time in the mind space. Definitely had a lot of really great ads.
A lot of big actors.
Persuading people to go see it during It, which they knew everyone was going to go see It this weekend. So, I think it could, but just the fact that American Assassin's coming out in 500 extra screens, and it's a little bit more digestible than Mother. Mother, I think, with most Aronofsky films, is going to be psychologically...
A trip.
It's going to be a psychological trip, because most of his movies do that. So I think American Assassin's easier to digest, and I think if we're talking about horror, people are going to see it over Mother. But I don't think Mother's going to do terribly.
But if you've already seen it, you might go over to Mother.
I don't know. You might see it again.
True.
Because that's the kind of boat I'm in.
Really?
I mean, if
your boat
There you go. You'd rather go see that before you'd see Mother.
No, I mean, I think I would. I think I would see Mother first. But, like, it's just the fact that I've already seen it, and I'm debating whether I want to see it again over Mother, is sort of speaks to what I'm trying to say.
You want to say something, Anthony?
Yeah, just a thought I had that I feel like Mother is going to be one of those films that gains traction after the weekend release, because I feel like a lot of people are unsure as to what the film is really about, and like all these headlines that I'm hearing to, like, I'm reading too in these reviews, like play it off as something that's very viscerally over sensory, kind of like an overload of what you're gonna be seeing. Like, it's gonna be like really crazy. So a lot of people are gonna be unsure of that, about that. So the word of mouth is definitely gonna travel from the people that see it in the initial weekend. And you might see, like, a growth over the week. That's just what I'm thinking.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always, you know, I believe in everything that Neil Plumlee says. So I will back your picks, Neil.
Oh, you're piggybacking my picks?
I piggyback, yep.
Picking? That's right. Piggyback picking.
That's right.
What's the film that got voted?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so looks like right now all I see is you seems to be in the lead from what I've seen scrolling by. But as always, I look to Albin before there was, like, no votes. But now I know I saw some going by. We did get a little shout out to Mother. All I See Is You. Those seem to get a few more. So, Oster says Mother's is a middle of the road for a horror. Meh. I don't know. All right, should be interesting though. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, while we kind of come up with the final tally, that we'll break down what the box office bet is. Right. So we see.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to vote on the film chosen by you in the chat room. Which film that we're going to bet on to see what its opening box office weekend gross is. The person that's closest to that is going to be the prognosticator of prognosticators for the week. They're going to have to get the crown from Neil and then wear that
you
for
can
a week.
Try and take it.
Oh, yes. The loser, of course, the person that's furthest away, will have to go see the film, much like Amy and Carrie will be seeing.
Home again.
Yeah. And breaking this down for us. There you go. So, it looks like All I See Is You won the vote. Wow, 3-1.
3-1.
3-1, guys.
You need to vote
that was
more.
It. That was it.
I think people don't understand. So, if you're new to this, we list what movies are coming out, and you all get to pick what we get a vote on, and the loser has to go see that movie. So, you get control.
I think they did. I think they want us to see All I See Is You.
I know, but only four people wrote something. Okay. We have more than four people watching right now.
Pick a movie.
Is it 4-1, Alvin? Or is it three to one? Is it 3-1? Or is it a factor of 3-1?
Oh, thank you. Good point.
I think it's literally just 3-1.
I think it
you think
was,
four
yeah.
people voted.
We're voting, guys. Vote. Yeah. Vote.
It's always at the end, everybody.
So basically, this is the quick description here. Gina is a beautiful young woman who's still haunted by the accident that took her sight years earlier. Living in Bangkok with her husband, James, she undergoes a cutting-edge operation that restores the vision to her right eye. Now that Gina can see again, she slowly starts to realize that her newfound independence makes James feel jealous, threatened, and insecure. Just two quick critics reviews. Blind Boredom is one. And what does it all add up to? Look past the gimmick, and all that remains is an overly arty study of a lopsided marriage.
Oh.
Can't wait, guys. Let's
Where did I put All I See Is You?
I know exactly how I'm going to bet on this.
I might need to change that.
So, the cast, of course.
I'm not looking. Yeah. But
don't cheat.
Oh. Look, guys. American Assassin.
Oh, okay. We're going to change it.
Oh, now it's 3-3. Oh, look at that.
That's American a new vote, so that's 4.
All right. Now it's, does Courtney make it 4? Ooh, all right. Just to double check on that album, does Courtney's vote there for American Assassin now make it 4-3, or is it now just 3-3? Double checking on that. But in the meantime, though, All I See Is You stars Blake Lively, Jason Clark, Anna O'Reilly, Ivan Strovitsky from Chuck, and Wes Chatham. So, yeah.
Blake Lively.
Decent cast.
Decent cast. But Sarah Brock said that, well, that movie sounds terrible. Yes, it absolutely does. All right, Sarah Brock says it should be 4. So I guess look at that by a narrowest of margins. Thank you, everybody, rushing to that American Assassin.
We said second. I think I said it was second.
Yeah, I think.
Second.
I
Third?
Yeah, I rode Neil's coattails for a fine second place showing.
But now,
now Amy's reconsidering.
Now I need to rethink because I was all set for All I See Is You.
There you go. Now Alvin says now it's 3-3. People should have voted earlier. Wow.
Whatever, we're going to go with American Assassin.
Alvin says, wait a minute. I had a pretty decent bet for an All I See Is You.
All right. So we are going, is that the consensus now? Or are we going with American Assassin?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's definitely a better movie to lose the bet to.
I wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I might actually just throw this.
You know, oh,
100 million American Assassin.
No, let's go. Somebody said, okay, we got one person saying, Ken Jack says 21 million for American Assassin. Anybody else thoughts? Star Drew says, I'm going to pick your low one because you can't pick two. Says 15.
Star Drew always.
Zaya
Star
says always. 25.
Star Drew.
All right, so, yes.
Start
you know, I had a first thought, and then I doubted myself, but I'm going to go with my first thought.
All right.
I'm going to go with my second thought.
I'm going to rethink my first thought and have my second thought influence that.
Okay.
All right, everybody have their votes locked in
Not
here?
Yet.
Okay,
please
you think
hold.
About it. He's rethinking and sorting it out.
Sarah says 16.
All right, I got it. Let me just put it up on the calculator so it's easy to see. Okay.
All right. Amy, you great. You look very very pensive.
No.
You look excited to lose.
All right.
Wow, no.
Amy, we started with Neil last week. We'll start with you this week. What do you have?
I don't get a drum roll. Oh, thank you.
Yay. Courtney says 20.
16.
16. Oh. All right. Kay. Carrie Lane?
Said 20.
I said 17.
Oh.
25.
Oh!
That's a good spread.
That is a very
That's
nice
a good
spread.
Spread.
Yeah. All right. So look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, look at that. We got quite a few votes there.
Yeah.
So thank you for swaying that over. I know Alvin is not happy
Botica
about
says
this.
Says 8. Ouch.
It could be.
There you go.
I know, right? I first thought 15. I thought 20 and then it was 15. I'm like, no, my first thought was 20.
So I thought 15, then I went to 16. Yeah. That's it. I can't.
Good spread.
Can't go more.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Honestly, a September weekend with a juggernaut like it in its second week is kind of an unpredictable thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 8.
Mm-hmm.
The number 2 movie could be 8 million.
Well, there are some,
It might not.
Let's think hopeful thoughts.
Yeah. Please.
This has been such a terrible time at the box office lately.
Needed it.
Oh.
It is
done, Amy. Well done.
Thank you. I'll be
That's
here next
claps,
Sunday.
In case you're...
I'll be here.
Thank you.
Just for
that
right now, and then also next week.
There you go. Damn, Neil wants to see American Assassin. Yeah, that's true.
Star sure, Drew, dude. Star Drew.
Zaya
sure do.
Said, "Okay, Neil."
Alvin says, this isn't the first time we voted.
That's right, folks. I know Alvin was mad. I guess, because we kept on talking about it, we had more chance for late voters to get their vote in, which...
It's okay.
Yes,
if you're new, it's all
okay.
right. Next week.
Go. That's right. Vote early, vote often, as we like to say here at the Box Office Breakdown. There you go.
Yeah.
Only you can keep us from seeing terrible movies, folks.
Oh, please.
Thank
or
you.
Make us see terrible movies.
Yes. No,
they
as the case
that,
has been
yes.
before.
That's true.
Which I super appreciate, guys. You guys are hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's been on the receiving end of many of those terrible movies. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. But as always, you can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Check out the YouTube channel. And while you're there, subscribe. Throw your big thumbs up on there. Go crazy on there. I know Sarah Brock said she did it last week. But Sarah, once is not enough. You got to throw lots of thumbs at these YouTubes. And if you want to continue the conversation with us even after the show's over, Neil Plumley, where can they find you?
You can take a look at the computer places where you would find a person and find the Neil Plumley. That's TheNeilPlumley. Find me anywhere. That's my name.
Can we find Rocky anyway?
I haven't made any accounts for Rocky.
That's
okay. It's kind of tempting.
Wait,
I have a little bit more time on my hands.
He's on Alexis's account a lot.
Yeah, but I haven't made an account for him,
you should.
Rocky the dog. I kind of should.
Why not?
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah.
Yo, Adrian. I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. AmyCassandra_TV.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. That's a fun show tonight.
I know.
Yay. Thanks
it
for watching, everybody. It was good. Ah!
No.
All the puns. Anyway, my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE.
And thank you, Sir Brock. She did many episodes. Thank you. She's thrown the thumbs on many of the episodes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram if you so choose at Happy Go Jackie. And you can also follow as I Facebook Live, Amy and I checking out Girl Strip. That would be great.
Yeah.
We should go to our Instagram.
There you go. And Neil, hi.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
Yes, but I know Neil is a big fan of Anthony, who's in the booth right now engineering the show. Anthony, what would you like to say to the fans out there?
Great save there.
Seamless.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you all for joining and tuning in. I am the fellow engineer here who's working the numbers. And the ones and twos up in here. But I just want to say, if you guys enjoyed It, I actually did a watch-along, not of the 2017 It, but of the 1990 It watch-along. All 3 hours, we watched it, and you just have to have a copy or some sort of copy of the movie and start it up when we start it, and it's saved. And you can see that at the Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube, and just type in It watch-along, and it should pop up right away. But we also did another It watch-along last Friday, and we did a Scream, which I never seen before.
Oh, and one of my favorites.
And this Friday, we're actually doing Rosemary's Baby in honor to Mother. That's coming out this weekend as well. And that's going to be Friday. I'm not sure what time yet, but it is going to be Friday. And once it's up, you can see it whenever you want.
That's really cool.
Thanks, Anthony. Yeah, that's great.
And that's awesome. And you can check out, I did a watch along with last week's episode of Box Office Breakdown. So you can just watch me watch this episode. Wow. It's great.
Can we watch that together?
Yeah, we can watch that. That'd be fantastic. Gosh, yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, and it's if you have Apple TV or iTunes, it is on sale this weekend for $9.99 for the original TV miniseries of it. So
fantastic.
There you go. A cheap price to get, and then you can listen to Anthony's voice regale you with just reactions and thoughts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We all float down here.
Oh, that's not scary.
Beautifully done, Anthony. I'm not creeped out at all.
Super terrified.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week right here at Box Office Breakdown on Popcorn Talk. Go see some movies.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.